could feel her pain and anger deep in her own soul, the impact almost doubling her over. She didn't stop, her blood pumping, her hero mark a ball of fury. This wasn't war, this was survival, just like it had been during the fall of all things. For these giants, hunting a dragon might be a recreational activity, but for Gwen this was her world under attack. She still had weapons, her quiver and bow strapped to her back throughout the entire journey, even as she slept. Tucked in various spots in her armor were her daggers, both for throwing and hand-to-hand combat. She started with the bow. The technique was one many Aurians attempted for fun, but which Gwen had perfected long ago. 3 arrows, 3 targets, 1 shot. The calculations were done instantaneously in her head, the twang of her bow like a single note in the symphony of battle. The resulting notes were the same thock, 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 and the plumage from 3 arrows stuck from 3 separate giant eyeballs, their recipients releasing bellows of rage as they fell, scrabbling at their faces. They succeeded in doing little but snapping the shaft of the arrows in half, the business end still sunk deep into their skulls. Gwen took another shot, her arrows entering behind the first ones, stabbing further, reaching their brains. They collapsed flat, the impact becoming a physical, ground-shaking phenomenon. Gwen, however, was already running, keeping her feet by sheer will as the ground quivered. The giants were no longer easy targets. They'd seen what happened to their fellow hunters, and were now turning toward her, the desire for revenge twisting their already brutish features. Beyond them, Ciri shrieked, her center neck twisting around, her jaws clamping down on the long neck that had sustained the slash from the giant's mighty blade. To Gwen's horror, Ciri began to chew. "Ciri, no!" Gwen tried to warn her, but the dragon's mind was closed off to her now, buried deep in the throes of the madness she had long held at bay. Time was running out, Gwen knew, gauging the distance between herself and the closest giant. The wind was but a light breeze wafting through the valley. Gwen fired off several shots in rapid succession, picking off the closest giants, most of her arrows entering their heads via their open mouths or through their eyeballs. She ran out of arrows, dropping her bow and extracting 2 of her knives. A lumbering giant closed in, bellowing a roar. It swung a meaty fist, and she leapt high in the air, feeling the whoosh of a near miss beneath her. Dirt, rocks, and grass were kicked up under the force of the blow, and she landed amidst a maelstrom. She rebounded, clambering up the surprised giant's fist as it raised its clenched knuckles for another swing. It tried to grab her with the opposite hand, but she danced away, running up its arm and shoving one of her daggers deep into its temple. Its body jerked, and it fell, its legs rubberized. She rode the creature down, stepping off casually when it flopped to the ground. She wasn't ready for the next attack, a heavy booted kick that connected squarely with her chest, sending her flying. Her flight was arrested when she crashed into a medium-sized tree, which cracked under the force. Her armor was dented in, her breath stolen. As she gasped, she searched for Ciri, who was still gnawing savagely at her own neck. The dragon took a final bite, and the neck and attached head broke free, flopping like a severed rope as it fell to the ground. "Oh, awe," Gwen thought. "Oh, soul." Her body ached, her lungs burned for air, and she dragged herself to her feet, managing a wheezing breath. Once again, she ran into battle. The giants didn't see her coming. Most likely they didn't expect her to get up from the bone-shattering kick and resulting collision. Adrenaline and magic from her hero mark coursing through her, she leapt high enough to slash one's throat, cutting another at the ankle as she landed. 2 other giants tried to grab at her, but she dove through one's legs and they cracked skulls. She took advantage of their momentary confusion to end them both, severing one's thick spine while piercing the other's heart. Still, there were too many, at least 6 left, and they were getting smarter, surrounding her on all sides, taking turns punching and kicking at her. She dodged and danced, occasionally landing a minor slash to one of their knuckles. After her long journey and climb, her hero mark was spent, the familiar pulsing beginning to wane. "It's over," she thought. "Ciri, if you can hear me, run! Run!" Ciri heard her, but she didn't run, releasing a roar filled with rage and dragonfire, a true dragon's roar that Gwen hadn't heard since Raven Sands was killed almost 7 decades ago. The fire incinerated two of the giants in less than the blink of an eye. Two more were ended when Ciri whipped her tail around, her long spikes cutting through them. Gwen wasn't idle either, taking advantage of the distraction to hurl one of her throwing knives into the fifth giant's heart. And the last giant? The last giant ran, only managing to take two long strides before Ciri's jaws clamped down upon its head and neck, thrashing back and forth several times. Gwen looked away as the headless body fell, and Ciri spat out the head. When she turned back, Ciri was staring at her, smoke and flames roiling from her bloody maw. Seeing her soul like this, one neck severed by her own fangs, another broken and drooping, the last strong and fierce and still fighting. "We are both still fighting," Gwen said.
"We. There is no we. We are dead."
The pain in Ciri's words was almost too much for Gwen to bear. She knew Ciri's madness would only return. Her three heads would regrow. She would fade away into but a shadow of the beautiful, mighty creature she once was. Gwen could make her ending swift, worthy of the most perfect soul she had ever met. It wasn't Gwen's promise to Raven that stayed her hand. It was something even purer, simpler. It was love, unconditional and never-ending. Love for the very creature she had once hated with every drop of blood in her body.
"Ciri, you are mine and I am yours. I am your soul. I will never leave you. Not ever again."
The dragon cocked her head to the side, her eyes narrowing. Her lips cracked open, revealing teeth so large and sharp they could shear through Gwen's Orion armor in an instant. She took a step forward, growling, her dead head dragging at her side. Gwen said,
"You can kill me. I won't fight you. If it will bring you peace, I will die for you. For my soul."
"I, we, the shadows call us. They want us to bring you with us."
"I go willingly, if that's what you want."
Gwen closed her eyes, waiting for the end, feeling Ciri's presence approach, the heat of her flames wafting over her like a hot summer wind. Scales brushed against her armor, and she opened her eyes.
"My soul,"
Ciri said, one massive, dark eye staring at her from mere inches away.
"You came."
"Yes, my heart. I came."
The past few months had been special to Gwen, as she'd spent the days with Ciri, basking in the natural beauty of the valley, hunting and fishing and foraging. The first few days and nights had been rough, their injuries still fresh, but they'd handled it together. Gwen had severed Ciri's dead neck, evened out the ragged flesh of the other one, and cauterized both with a heated blade. But that was the past, and both nubs were healing day by day. One of them was even beginning to regrow.
"Please don't grow too fast," she thought.
Gwen wanted to relish every moment before the dragon began to slide back into the shadowy madness that beckoned her. Once Gwen had sewn the tattered flaps back together, Ciri's injured wing had healed too. Today was finally the day she would get to try it out. Gwen held her breath as the dragon launched into the air. Gwen gasped when the wing twisted awkwardly, the mighty beast tumbling end over end from the sky. She was helpless, unable to do anything but watch as Ciri twisted, turned, and then swooped past, buffeting the air as both wings caught, sending her shooting skywards. Gwen laughed, having been fooled by her soul's childish prank. The next time Ciri glided past, Gwen leapt atop her back, grabbing two spikes and hanging on for dear life as the wind rushed over her, the freedom of the skies sucking her breath from her very lungs. She remembered. Oh, how she'd missed flying.
"I want to go home,"
Ciri said, pushing higher.
"What?"
"To Calypso."
"You remember?"
"Of course I remember. Why wouldn't I?"
Gwen would have laughed with joy if the innocence in the question wasn't so heartbreaking.
"Are you certain? We could have a good life here."
"I'm certain. I've been away for a long time, I think.
Yes, you have. Too long. I've missed you.
Of course you have.
Now Gwen did laugh. The joy of having her soul back beyond anything she'd ever experienced in her long life.
Let's go home, she said,
glad she'd be making the journey on Dragonback this time. The Calypsians looked like ants, scurrying about the city, pointing at the dragon and her rider as they soared overhead on a hot, sunny day. Gwen wondered whether Empress Whisper Sands, now an old woman, would be pleased to see them. In truth, she didn't really care one way or the other.
"I have a surprise for you," Ciri purred.
"What surprise?"
Gwen had always hated surprises, and she frowned.
"You'll see."
"Tell me."
"No."
"And I always thought mules were the most stubborn creatures."
"Nope. Orions win that contest every time."
Gwen swatted at Ciri's back playfully. She squinted, noticing the dragon had not begun to circle, which would have been the sign that she was descending toward the palace.
"Because we're not going to the palace," Ciri said,
reading her thoughts.
"Not yet, anyway."
"Then where?"
Ciri didn't need to answer her question, because there was only one thing in the direction they were heading.
"The pyramids."
"Yes,"
Ciri agreed.
"My home."
Gwen felt a twinge of nostalgia looking upon the place she'd given her soul to the dragon. It was the same as she remembered it, the towering stone structure piercing the sky. The breach in its side hadn't been repaired, even after all these years. Gwen wondered if Whisper used it as a reminder of all that had transpired during those tumultuous times. Ciri flew toward that very break in the stone, slipping inside the welcoming darkness. Gwen blinked to adjust her vision. They were nestled on a ledge near the top of the inner structure, where sticks and dried reeds coated the rocky surface.
"Strange," Gwendolyn thought. "Perhaps a bird had made its nest here."
A creaky female voice rang out from below.
"Gwendolyn Storm? Is it really you?"
Gwen could scarcely believe Whisper Sands was here. It was almost as if she'd been waiting for them, though Gwen knew that was impossible, the timing of their arrival unplanned.
"Yes," she said. "I'm with Ciri."
"I'm old, not blind," Whisper said. "Kind of hard to miss the last dragon on Earth when she flies through the window."
Gwen chuckled, glad to find that the years had been kind to the Empress. Ciri wanted to come home.
"That's good. I'm coming up."
"What?"
Maybe the woman had gone mad in her old age. She could picture the aging woman tumbling from the cliffside, breaking every bone in her body when she landed.
"I don't think that's such a good—"
"We built steps after we discovered the nest," Whisper said,
her voice sounding out of breath as she climbed. Gwen slid from Ciri's back, the dragon having gone quiet. She peeked over the side to find Whisper clambering up a set of switchback steps carved into the stone. She marveled at the engineering. It would have taken many workers and years to construct them.
"Let me help you,"
Gwen offered, stepping onto the first landing.
"If you touch me, I'll carve out your eyeballs and feed them to your dragon,"
Whisper said, still climbing.
"I climb these steps every day to look at the nest. Keeps me young. Sometimes my daughters come, too, and my granddaughters. Not as often lately, though. No one really expects the eggs will hatch any more."
Gwen frowned. It was the second time she'd mentioned a nest. And eggs.
"Gods," Whisper said. "You'd think you were the old one. Open those pretty golden eyes of yours, Orion. Why do you think Ciri wanted to come back to this place? I'll tell you why. Maternal instinct."
"What?"
Gwen finally turned to look at the dragon, who had curled up into a ball of sorts, her tail forming a circle around the tangle of branches and twigs. Ciri was purring, the sound so loud Gwen could feel it humming through her.
"Ciri, what is she talking about?"
"My children,"
the dragon said. and Gwen finally did see what her unbelieving eyes had glossed over since the moment they entered the pyramid. Eggs. They weren't white or brown, like those of a chicken, but red. And she remembered something Raven had once told her while they flew on Ciri's back, many years ago. "Did you know a dragon's eggs are the same color as her skin?" Gwen had rolled her eyes and answered, "No, and I do believe you are having a laugh at my expense."
"She was telling the truth," Ciri said. "I was once this very color. Before."
Gwen was careful not to impale herself on Ciri's spiked tail, as she peered at the contents of the nest, each of which was so large she wouldn't be able to get her hands around any of them. She counted.
Six. Six eggs. Dragon's eggs. How is this possible?
"She laid them many years ago," Whisper said,
the woman's voice close now. Gwen half turned to find the Empress standing on the stone ledge, leaning slightly on a cane as if out of breath.
"Most females don't procreate at such a young age. But Ciri was always special, wasn't she?"
"Yes,"
Gwen breathed.
"We found them shortly after she left, when we were considering repairing the hole. Fresh air and sunlight is good for dragon younglings, so we didn't fix it. That's when we started building the steps. I thought it was important for my people to see their future. This is a holy place now."
"That is why the sticks and twigs are fresh. They must change them from time to time."
"When will they hatch?"
Whisper smiled.
"They've been waiting patiently."
"For what?"
"For their mother. Look."
Gwen did, watching as one by one, the eggs began to wobble from side to side. Tiny cracks formed in their shells. Ciri purred gently, as if coaxing the hidden creatures to come out. A claw poked through one shell, then another. A tiny head popped out, its skin as red as fire.
"I will call you Raven," Ciri said.
Gwendolyn wept with joy. If you enjoy this audiobook, let us know. Take a quick moment to rate and review it on Audible, so we know we're bringing you audiobooks you'll love.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.